William Byron trying to get around the lap car of Michael McDowell. That allows Logano to close in.
Allows Logano, also allows everybody else to catch up, including Brad Keselowski, to make his way into this battle, too. And they work their way around McDonald. Reddick works his way around there, two through three. Reddick trying to make up ground on Logano.
Down to just five laps to go. We'll get you back to the action in a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network live at Pocono Raceway in Pocono, Pennsylvania. The NASCAR Cup Series racing, the Great American Getaway 400, along with Todd Gordon and Mike Bagley. I'm Alex Hayden. We're topside here at Pocono Raceway with Dave Moody, Kyle Rickey, and Jason Toy out in the turns. Steve Post, Alan Cavana on the pit lane.
Right now, we are counting down. We are less than five laps to go. Ryan Blaney leading Denny Hamlin by 2.2 seconds. This would be the second Pocono win for Ryan Blaney. Alex, I know the first one meant a lot. It was his first career win. It came with the Wood Brothers years ago.
It really did, and it was one that was kind of a breakout because everybody believed in the talent of Ryan Blaney, and he was able to compete and have success at the highest level of stock car racing on the planet, and he proved that not only to himself, but to everybody in the garage and all the race fans. And for him to go on and win our championship a year ago, he's done nothing but set himself in stone.
All three manufacturers well represented here inside of the top 10. Ford with Ryan Blaney leads, the Toyota of Denny Hamlin in second, the Chevrolet of Alex Bowman in third. Then you get the Chevrolet of William Byron in fourth and the Ford of Joey Logano in fifth. All three OEMs well represented here in the top 10, coming to three laps to go.
As they come around turn number three, got to hit your marks absolutely perfectly. By the way, Daniel Hemric had an unscheduled pit stop. He had to come to the pit lane. Here comes race leader Ryan Blaney one more time. Three laps to go at Pocono. The lead over second place Denny Hamlin, 2.3 seconds.
And Hamlin not eating up the deficit anywhere near fast enough to challenge before this one's over. Ryan Blaney right on line at the exit of turn number one. Denny Hamlin just trying everything he can think of to reel him in.
Equates to about 25 or 30 car lengths on the racetrack between race leader Ryan Blaney back to Denny Hamlin, another five back to Bowman. Then things tighten up for fourth, William Byron in that position. Then it's Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick, and Brad Keselowski. They'll single out from fourth on back as they make their way through the tunnel turn.
Even behind the leader, still battling for position. Every position pays a point here, but up front it continues to be Ryan Blaney. Last time by Cody Ware, he got off the pace, got to the access road to make his way to pit road.
Yeah, Cody Ware came down the pit lane, also as Alex mentioned, Daniel Hemric made an unscheduled pit stop as well. 5 miles remain. Two laps to go for Ryan Blaney as he works his way off the end of the front straightaway.
And it's all Blaney. There is not a lap car to be found anywhere in the next half a lap or so of distance ahead of him. He's all by himself with Denny Hamlin safely in the rear view.
And he is all by himself in the second spot. Talking about Denny Hamlin, has about 15 car lengths on Alex Bowman, William Byron, Joey Logano, Tyler Reddick. Great racing from fourth on back, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Back to Brad Keselowski in seventh, and Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott. No real challenge for position right now, although Reddick steps out of line on Logano for fourth.
Tyler Reddick with a great run going in the two is going to pay off, headed towards turn number three, right there off the back spoiler of Joey Logano. He looks down the driver's left. Logano tries to get down there to block it, but it doesn't happen.
Off turn number three, white flag is in the air. Ryan Blaney, 2.5 miles away from victory in the Poconos.
Thunders down past that jam-packed grand stand and into turn number one. Denny Hamlin pedaling as hard as he can, but he's going to need a much bigger bicycle. Ryan Blaney, the man in charge for the final time, off turn one to the long car straightaway.
On the long straightaway, still 20 car lengths back to Denny Hamlin in second. He's closing, but is going to run out of time. Bowman even a distant further back in the third spot. It's all Ryan Blaney through turn two for the final time here in Pocono.
Once Ryan Blaney got out in that great Pocono mountain air, he has been able to pull away and maintain it. He comes down to turn number three for the final time. Puts it down to the bottom part of the racetrack. Drifts wide through the middle of the corner. Ryan Blaney off three for the win.
Here comes Ryan Blaney. He'll swing his Ford Mustang wide up against the wall. The checkered flag is waving. Ryan Blaney will go to victory lane at the Pocono Pocono Raceway, he wins the Great American Getaway 400. Denny Hamlin crosses the line in second with Alex Bowman in third. William Byron finishes fourth, and Joey Logano will round out the top five. Let's go to pit road.
And I'm up on the 12th pit box with crew chief Jonathan Hassler. High fives all around. What's a win like this mean to you?
I can't hear anything you're saying, but Ryan did a great job all day. Pit crew did a good job, executed, had a fast car, and had track position at the end. So proud of the whole team.
What is a race like this when it comes to strategy and everything that goes into it? How tough is that for you?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the tougher ones for sure. There are a lot of different scenarios that could play out, and you got to be as ready as you can for whatever comes ahead.
Jonathan Hassler, we'll see you in victory lane.
12th career NASCAR Cup Series win for Ryan Blaney. He and that team are going to head to victory lane.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Looking for motorsports coverage you can't find anywhere else? Look no further than the Motor Racing Network's lineup of weekly podcasts. NASCAR news and interviews on NASCAR Live and NASCAR Live Wide Open. NASCAR Cup Series Insight on Crew Call. NASCAR grassroots racing news and talk on NASCAR Coast to Coast. And Sprint Car Talk on Wing Nation. All these and more available on podcast platforms and MRN.com. NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
It's all over in Pocono, Pennsylvania, and Ryan Blaney picks up the win for Team Penske. And boy, it has been a while since Team Penske has won here at the Pocono Raceway.
4,725 days. The last time they won at Penske, Team Penske won it here at Pocono, 2011. And Ryan Blaney changes that here today.
Well, the last time Team Penske won, Todd, you were just talking about it. Last time they won a cup race here at Pocono Raceway was Brad Keselowski in a unique circumstance.
Yeah, definitely. This was had been to Road Atlanta the week prior to this event and got a pretty bad wreck. Banged up his feet pretty badly, swollen up pretty badly, but Brad still came here, put on a clinic and fuel savings and putting it forward, got himself to victory lane.
You know, the interesting thing is after getting off to a slow start, Alex, in 2024, Team Penske has come to life here in the mid portion of this season. They have won four of the last seven NASCAR Cup Series races. Obviously, Austin Cindric taking a turn to go into victory lane. Joey Logano has done the same. Now, Ryan Blaney has done the same as well.
Yeah, they have. Ford has now won five of the last nine races in the Cup Series. Alan Cavana.
Down here with Joey Logano down here on pit road. How do you describe a day like that, closing it out?
It's nice to grab a top five out of it. Balance was off a little bit to start the race, and Paul did a good job getting the balance good. And we had the right strategy, and I had that restart that wasn't real good, and we got loose and lost 10 spots. And ultimately, that probably would have put us where the 48 was. With a chance to win there on the front row there at the end. So kind of kicking myself on that one restart. But overall, top five with the Show Pennzoil Mustang, a Penske win with Ryan. So all good.
All right. Joey Logano, the second Penske in the top, second Penske car in the top five, Steve Post.
William Byron down here. William, you ran up front all day, didn't get a chance to lead this thing. Just kind of describe the way your race played out for you here today at Pocono.
Yeah, we were just kind of just okay. You know, definitely had a decent car, but really good execution, and everyone did a good job just kind of keeping their heads in it. Not every situation went our way with the strategy, but we were able to have decent restarts and have the best one at the end there and kind of just maintain to the end. So definitely a lot of things, you know, to dissect, but really proud of the team and just good to get a top five for sure.
Good top five, that's for sure. That's William Byron. Allen?
And just waiting down here as Alex Bowman finishes up, and then Denny Hamlin will do his interviews. We'll come right back down.
All right. Speaking of William Byron, obviously William Byron starting on the outside of the front row today. Solid day for that team. Coming home with another top five finish, finishing in position number four.
Yeah, it was. It was a great run. Let's go back to Alan Cavana.
And Alex Bowman was right there fighting all the way to the end. As the laps wound down, maybe if you lost a few positions, how did this end for you?
Yeah, just, you know, I think we struggled with our car a lot in dirty air, and once we got clean air at the end, just I think most of our adjustments had kind of hurt us a little bit, just got too free. So proud of my Ally 48 team. It's cool to get best friends a good run, and yeah, just need a little bit more to get the 12 there. And then once I abused the right rear tire for so long, it was it made Denny's job pretty easy to get right back around me. But yeah, a good solid third place day.
Two excellent weeks in a row for the 48. You feeling it?
Yeah, for sure. I think it was important to come here and have another good day after a win last week, and going to a special racetrack next weekend. So hopefully we can get the job done there.
All right, Alex Bowman, a lot of momentum as they head to Indianapolis next week.
Not too bad. Winning last week in the streets of Chicago, pulling a top three, a third place finish off at Pocono. I would say that team's got a little pep in their step heading into the Brickyard next weekend.
Yeah, confidence is certainly something that you can ride high on. And some teams say they don't believe in momentum, but I gotta question that sometimes, because when you have confidence, it can feel like you can't do anything wrong and just have good race after race.
Momentum is real. It is. It's just part of the human psychology, and we're still dealing with emotions and beliefs, and it's real to have momentum. A win there carries you forward, definitely takes pressure off from everything. Really impressive.
Time to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. What do you think, Todd?
I'm going to give that Reliable Performance of the Race to Jonathan Hassler and Ryan Blaney's crew chief. Brought him down. He was one of six cars on the whole piece of that could short pit stage two. They came and got it, and then they came, and when we got the caution, he made the aggressive call to take two tires and get himself forward. So Ryan Blaney, the 12 team, Jonathan Hassler, aggressive calls.
All right. Well, the Xfinity Reliable Performance goes to Jonathan Hassler. And just like Jonathan, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Alan Cavana.
Down here with Denny Hamlin. A great day. Fast car. Felt like you just ran out of laps at the end.
Yeah, always. It's you never lose one. You always just run out of laps. You run out of time, right? So, no, hats off to this whole Mavis Tires and Brakes team. They, you know, Dave, the CEO, and 100 associates here today. So proud to host them, and, you know, wish we could have got them a victory, but, you know, second's close, and at least, you know, gets us back on the right track. We certainly have had some slides over the last month and a half, and this feels good to get a good finish.
So much strategy goes into this race. What ultimately made the difference there?
It was when the 12 jumped the stage that we won. So when we stayed out there to win the stage, that was the moment where he was able to jump in front of us. And from that point on, just not enough laps to reel him back in.
That's a tough call. Go for the stage win or go for the overall win, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that Chris and this whole team has to weigh is, you know, how's the end of the race going to play out? And we stayed and made sure our tank was full. Others did not. So six or seven cars jumped us that were behind us. The 12 jumped the stage. And it's just one of those things where, you know, it's easy to second guess now that we know how it plays out. But regardless, you know, we were still able to charge back up there.
Oh, so close for Denny Hamlin in win number 8 at Pocono, but he gets second today.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin coming so very close. And Alex, for a moment, I thought he had a shot. Led 31 laps today and flexed muscle at a part of this race, but just coming up just a little bit short. Ryan Blaney rising to the occasion when it mattered the most.
He did, and this is a unique track, obviously. We've talked about it since NASCAR Live Race Day when we came on the air. Some drivers just take to it and understand that the three different corners require three different disciplines from behind the steering wheel of the race car. Now this is Blaney's second win here at Pocono Raceway. Denny Hamlin, the all-time Pocono winner, certainly knows how to get around here.
Let's go to Victory Lane and hear from Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney down here. They're getting things set up down here in Victory Lane. There are a whole bunch of Wabash people here. That's the sponsor on the car. They're ready to celebrate. Jonathan Hassler walks in, sticks his head in the window, gives his driver a big shake of the hand here. Ryan Blaney, the second time in Victory Lane here. It's been since 2011 Penske Racing has been here, but they are back and they are strong with the second win this season, and he is getting ready to climb out of this race car. Ryan Blaney eases up. He sits on the door of the car. He moves to the top of the car. Ryan Blaney gets the cold water bath. The confetti is flying. They are celebrating here at Pocono Raceway. Ryan Blaney is a winner again. And yeah, that water was cold, that's for sure. Ryan Blaney down here. Bubba Wallace coming in offering congratulations. One of his best friends in the garage area. Ryan, congratulations. The satisfaction of winning here at Pocono. A tough racetrack, what is that like?
Means a lot. You know, I got my first cup win here, you know, 7 years ago. So, you know, there's these tracks that have a special meaning in your heart, and this is definitely one of them. And such a tough racetrack to kind of figure out, you know, and get right. So just really cool to, you know, have it all come together. Appreciate all the 12 boys for sticking with it all day and having a plan in mind and that plan working out, you know, and our car was fast enough to be able to hold everybody off. So, yeah, very cool to get our second one of the season, and hopefully we can keep this momentum going.
You mentioned a plan, the strategy. What's that like being off sequence with people riding in the middle of the pack and just trusting the process? What is that like as a race car driver?
Well, I just try to keep like the end goal in mind, you know, and Jonathan and I talked before the race, you know, of kind of, hey, there's these situations to where we might, you know, have this plan or this plan, and I feel like our car was a winning car, so we just kind of took wherever we'd cycle back to closest to the front. You know, we kind of sacrificed stage points and things like that, and that's great when it works out for you. So Jonathan had a great plan, and the car was fast enough, and all worked out. So yeah, just trying to keep that end goal in mind.
Big picture here this season. We've talked about the Penske team. We knew the short flat track. We're going to let Gianna come in here. She was not at Iowa. His fiance getting a big hug and a kiss down here. She is here at Pocono celebrating. We talked about the short flat tracks and how they were going to be good. This is a flat track, but nothing short about it. How do you feel about overall Penske and the way you guys are proceeding this season?
Yeah, I think we're in a great spot right now. Honestly, the last 2 months we've been fantastic and maybe not gotten the finishes that we deserve, kind of circumstances outside of our control, you know, but I think our cars have been fast and everybody's executing really, really well right now. So I love where we're at with this 12 groups. So we'll go to Indy next week, try to win it, take a little break and get ready for the playoffs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Ryan Blaney down here in Victory Lane. He is the winner here today at Pocono Raceway. What a run, what a race, and what a popular win. Crowd here in Victory Lane is going wild because they're right in and amongst Victory Lane here at Pocono.
Ryan Blaney is celebrating the win today. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Finishing behind Ryan Blaney was Denny Hamlin in second, Alex Bowman third, William Byron fourth, and Joey Logano fifth. Tyler Reddick finished in sixth. It was Brad Keselowski in seventh, Martin Truex Jr. in eighth, Chase Elliott ninth, and Bubba Wallace finished in tenth.
Chris Buescher 11th, Christopher Bell 12th, Kyle Larson was 13th, Eric Jones 14th, Chase Briscoe 15th, and Daniel Suarez 16th. 17th, Carson Hocevar, 18th, Austin Cindric, 19th, Corey LaJoie, and 20th, Josh Berry.
A.J. Allmendinger finished in 21st. It was Justin Haley in 22nd. Austin Dillon was 23rd. Michael McDowell, 24th. Daniel Hemric was 25th. Cody Ware was 26th. Ty Gibbs, 27th. John Hunter Nemechek, 28th. Zane Smith was 29th. And 30th went to Ryan Preece.
Harrison Burton, 31st. Kyle Busch, 32nd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 33rd. Todd Gilliland, 34th. 35th was J.J. Yaley, 36th, Ross Chastain, 37th, Noah Gregson. Todd Gordon, your thoughts on today's 400 miles?
Yeah, it was strategy races. It's what Pocono is built around. We saw different things and cautions played at different times. Crazy racing into turn one, but you know, we saw really good cars come back. Denny Hamlin, really close to pulling a win out from winning stage two, didn't quite get there.
That's Todd Gordon, Mike Bagley in the broadcast booth with me today as well. My name is Alex Hayden. We had Dave Moody, you had Kyle Rickey, and of course Jason Toy in turn number three. And on the pit lane, Steve Post and Alan Cavana. Ryan Horn was our director and producer today. On behalf of Craig Moore and Steve Fridley, our engineering team, we all at the Motor Racing Network congratulate Ryan Blaney. He's the winner at the Pocono Raceway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Great American Getaway 400, presented by VisitPA.com, has come to you from Pocono Raceway. Brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. By eBay Motors, burn rubber, not cash. By shopping on eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at betterhelp.com/racingradio. By Craftsman. Shop for special deals at Ace Hardware. Visit craftsman.com/deal of the race. By Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. By Napa. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. By Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Pocono Raceway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn, associate producer Julian Council, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, studio engineer Andy Pachenik, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Smoke? An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
Jane, I love you.
Also, I'm a robot.
Or being a dog person and a cat person.
Who wants a treat? Who's a good boy?
Or like being an extrovert and an introvert.
Woo! This is so fun! I can't wait to go home!
At T-Mobile, you don't have to choose. You can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how much you can save with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, when you switch, you can keep your phone and we'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I think I'll take a moment to celebrate my age. Ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. Existed in my prayer. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found a place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all. My love, my hugs, my kisses.
channel of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues, doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on them, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old brown Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down out here on the outskirts. If I'd have had a lick of damn sense, I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house, we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet, we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bug, it's about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old brown Bell River Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Did you miss town? Settling down out here on the outskirts. I'm over all these Saturday nights. I miss the stars in your eyes. Back in our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching uptown, putting roots down out here on the outskirts.
Sam Hunt, his 10th number one. That is Outskirts here inside RC's Social Saloon. Hit us up on our Facebook page at RC's Social Saloon if there's something we can put on jukebox for you. I found this funny meme, actually a couple of memes I posted yesterday. One is, both will make you laugh, I promise. Both of them will put a smile on your face, but one is actually kind of sad. One of the memes was, why don't you ever get a receipt after you go take money out of an ATM? And the kid says, I don't need any that type of negativity in my life. Isn't that the truth? Whenever we go to the ATM, I know I never take a receipt. Like, I don't want to know how much money I don't have in the bank if I'm going to the ATM. But then the other one is a photo of Hulk Hogan. And I don't know why the person put a picture of Hulk Hogan, but it said, right now, the year 2050 is closer to us than 1990, and it's a picture of Hulk Hogan looking sad, and yeah, that is kind of sad. 2050 is just around the corner if you think about it. Dirk's on the way, Alan Jackson, and Only in America, Brooks and Dunn, coming up in seconds.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
You're invited to the 156th Annual Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Wabasha. Wednesday night, it's the big autocross starting at 7 o'clock. Bull riding comes to the Wabasha County Fair again Friday night at 7 o'clock. And it's another autocross and demo derby Saturday night at 5 at the Wabasha County Fair. Food, fun, and farm animals at the 156th Wabasha County Fair this Wednesday through Saturday in Wabasha. The Durand Improvement Group invites you to Music in the Park this Wednesday at Memorial Park in Durand. Chris Cruzy will be performing. His performance starts at 6 o'clock. There'll be food and refreshments too. Plus, there'll be a big display from the Durand Fire, Police, and Ambulance Services on Madison Street. It's Music in the Park with Chris Cruzy this Wednesday starting at 6 o'clock with Durand Improvement Group.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 67. Showers and storms on your Monday with highs in the low 80s. Mostly clear, 61 on Monday night. Sunshine for Tuesday, a high around 78, and in the low to mid 70s Wednesday and Thursday. For Friday, sunshine and a high near 80 degrees. That's weather from Severe Studios on WRDN. Right now, it's 84.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay the rent.
Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue. Only in America.
hits all day long. Real Country 1430.
So Barstool's feeling high, 'cause I started sinking lower. The minute that she walked right through that door. Not long ago I held her, like a fool I went and left her. Now she's with somebody new out on that floor. And she's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeehaw. That music's getting louder, 'cause my heart keeps beating faster. She spells out regret in perfect time. Well, I thought I wanted freedom, but that ball and chain, I need them. But when you choose, sometimes you lose the prize. 'Cause she's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. And she's showing me how much I had to lose. With her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues. Yeah, with her every little move, she's telling me I'm over you. She's got the rhythm, and I got the blues.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ever since I met you, girl, you've been on my brain. I can't think of nothing else but you all night and day. It's like I got a first class seat up on Ozzy's train. It's driving me insane. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, thinking about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of loco. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Your number, girl, I gotta call you up. I gotta get you riding shotgun in my truck. This little bit of you I got, it ain't good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 515-0, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 515-0, just a side of love. Crazy, think I love you, baby. 'Cause I ain't never felt like this. No. And I just need one kiss from you, and I'll be good as new. If I don't get some of your sweet loving, don't tell me. Somebody call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 515-0, just a side of loco. Yeah, 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 yeah.
5150. Somebody called that popo. That is Dirks Bentley inside RC's Social Saloon. Thanks for hanging out. Never cover charge, no closing time. You can hang out as long as you want to. What we do around here is we just talk about fun stuff, country music. I know the world is a little crazy right now. The world has gone mad, it seems, and everybody is on edge and everybody is against each other. Everybody is mad at each other. I mean, neighbors aren't hanging out anymore. You're not talking to some of your family members as well. I mean, I don't know. I love social media, but it just appears that everybody just goes there just to complain about something and be mad about something these days. And of course, you know, with everything going on in the world right now, people are just on edge. So right here inside the saloon, yep, there's a $5 fine for whining, complaining, as the great Chris Ledoux once said. We just talk country music and have a bunch of fun, and we invite you to invite all of your friends and family along for the ride 7 days a week. You can find out more on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon. Brad Bailey Zimmerman on the way. Lady A, how about We Just Disagree? How about that for a great segue? Billy Dean and Brad Paisley coming up.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real country.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
Got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Spend another lonely night praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too.
Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Where I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night.
for daylight.
Kind of hesitate, be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do, I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine, so let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart or two, I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you, hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
When I got the news today, I didn't know what to say, so I just hung up the phone. I took a walk to clear my head, and this is where the walking led. Can't believe you're really gone. Don't feel like going home, so I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. Funny how the good ones go too soon, but the good Lord knows the reasons why, I guess. Sometimes a greater plan
kind of hard to understand. Right now it don't make sense. I can't make it all make sense. So I'm gonna sit right here on the edge of this pier and watch the sunset disappear. And drink a beer. So long, my friend, until we meet again. I'll remember you and all the times that we used to say. Of this pier and watch the sunset disappear and drink a beer. Drink a beer. Drink a beer.
From far.